The only change you can make is within yourself and how you react.
But the problem is that it keeps coming back. You know, you're trying to do your own job and you're carrying their load when you're trying to do your own.
So if you were not to do their work, you would be fired and they wouldn't?
Most likely, yes.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Even though, they'd fire me. And it's not fair. I wish they would. And then all those people, would be lost. Stuck. The work would never get done. I wish they'd just fire me. No, I don't. I wish I'd quit. I wish I'd tell them.
You're so stupid.
You won't own what's going on. And you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And it's going to cost you so much money. You won't believe it. And then I wish. I could curse the office, so that they all get itchy. The whole lot of them. And they can't do even the minimal work they do now. They just itch and itch. And my curse gets under their skin the way they're under my skin. And even though I feel used and abused and can't explain why, even though I've felt it before, even though I've recognized before, there is a little bit of a pattern where I always do more than my share. And I'm underappreciated. And not acknowledged. And not feeling safe.
I want to believe
it's all their fault.
And
they should be itchy for it.
And
I should leave.
And the business fails.
They file bankruptcy. The department head gets a terrible review. And loses everything.
And
in a nightmare,
they remember me.
And they say, I didn't know. How great I had it. And now my life is ruined. Yeah, that would make me feel better. And even though I don't understand
how revenge taps work,
I'm totally open
to shifting this energy.
I'm totally open
to appreciating me.
I'm totally open
to baby stepping my way.
Into some kind of boundaries.
No, I'm not.
I'll lose sleep over it.
Maybe I'll make myself sick.
Before anything changes.
Even though
I really don't want
to give them permission
to hurt me.
Offend me.
Use and abuse me.
I'm totally believing.
That's the only way
I can financially survive.
I want to see.
Even though I don't believe it.
I have a choice.
I can keep this job.
Even though I don't appreciate
the way I'm treated.
Or I can quit.
That's not a choice.
No one quits.
Except losers.
Homeless people.
Hungry people.
Scared people.
I can't quit.
There's no choice.
They have all the power.
And I'm the victim.
And the best I can wish for
is that they get itchy.
What's wrong with this picture?
I want my power back.
I want to show up at work
and be clear.
I show up
because I want a paycheck.
Not because
I want my feelings hurt.
I want a master teacher.
Well, maybe I want one
where I get paid to deal with it.
That's a thought.
Because
there are plenty of those teachers
that I didn't get paid for.
I want to be open to the possibility
that I'm ready
to play at a new level. To baby step my way. Into being the boss of me. Even as I get a paycheck from a business. I don't have to agree. I don't have to condone. I don't have to understand. I do, however, desire to take my power back. They don't own me. I do not give them permission to come home with me at night.
I go to work.
I do what's humanly possible
in the time that I have.
And then I leave. I want to be the boss of me.
I want to appreciate me.
I want to respect my boundaries.
My work.
Is a job.
It's a paycheck.
I don't need to bring it home with me.
If I get hit by a bus,
that job still exists.
It's not my baby.
I'm not responsible
for their success,
for their intelligence,
for their organization.
I'm only responsible
to show up every day
and do what I can do.
In the allotted time.
I don't need to be emotionally attached.
There's a clock.
I have two hands.
One mouth.
One brain.
I can only do
what I can do
in the allotted time.
I have no control
over if they fire me.
Let me go.
Or keep me.
None.
I have no control.
So wouldn't it be nice
if they could all be itchy?
And if I could show up
for me,
for a paycheck,
and to be the best me
in this lousy situation?
Who am I
when all my buttons are pushed?
When all my familiar patterns
are being used
and unappreciated?
Are in my face.
Who am I?
How do I find my way back?
To trusting me.
To believing in me.
To creating a different reaction.
To something that's out of my control.
What piece is here
that I have never healed
from a child's perspective?
When was I unheard?
In such a way
that it truly hurt my spirit.
I'm seeking
to milk this baby
for everything it's worth
and get paid while I learn.
Paid while I heal.
And I'm so goofy.
I even want more than that.
I want to be a catalyst for this office
so that all of us heal.
And I'm seeking forgiveness.
For all those losers,
for having to play the role
of abuser,
so that I can live
the energetic imprint,
the habitual pattern
of being used
and unappreciated.
I forgive them.
I ask them to forgive me.
And if this is a life of contrast,
I'm ready for the opposite now.
I'm ready to ask for more help.
And actually expect it.
It really ticks me off.
They expect me to cover them.
And the worst part is,
I do.
I want to do that for me.
I want to allow others to do that for me.
I don't know if I can.
I choose to take my power back
from this goofy creation.
I show up for a paycheck.
I don't invite these people over
For Thanksgiving.
I don't invite them
to live in my head,
to come into my bed.
I withdraw
all permission
to be emotionally
abused.
business.
It's business.
It's business.
They pay me to show up.
They pay me to show up.
They pay me to do what I can do.
They pay me to do what I can do.
And they can let me go at any time.
And they can let me go at any time.
There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee.
And I can walk out.
And I can walk out.
At any time.
At any time.
I want my power back.
I want my power back.
I choose this job.
I choose this job.
I choose these losers.
I choose these losers.
Because I'm ready.
To be the best me,
and create something marvelous, out of this opportunity, to heal this hidden peace. Well, not so hidden. Peace of me. Okay, big deep breath. Okay, for those of you who don't know, revenge taps. You only say the negative when you're tapping, because then you're clearing. But if you were to say, you know, revengeful, resentful, ugly things when you're not tapping, you just bounce that energy back at you. But when you're tapping, it's safe ground. And you know, so you always end up laughing. Because there is part of us that wants revenge bad. It's true. Like, people are always so shocked. I love revenge movies. Big time. Oh, and I'm mean. When they kill somebody, I'm like, I would have shot their knee instead. Let them suffer. But have I ever really done something cruel to somebody? Even that's hurt me? No. No, I would never live that out. But I will live it through the movies. So we all have these innate pieces. That's how movies and books work. Okay. So that emotion that you tuned into, I want to explore that a little more. Okay. The only thing you can change is yourself. And then the world will reflect to you whatever that change is.